I would like to commence with that. We are not turning to these scriptures, but we remember the words of Joshua. I am old and well stricken in years, and there is still much land to possess. Now, brethren, there are two kinds of warfare. There is the defensive warfare, and there is the offensive warfare. At times, I believe, we are born into the defensive side of warfare. But we need to realize that we need to wage also an offensive warfare. We are going to look at pioneering work. One that goes ahead so that others may follow. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1. Follow me, the Apostle Paul says, as I follow Christ. I would like us to read that verse in 1 Corinthians.
Therefore, My beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. It's only one life, soon be passed. It's only one done for Christ at last. Now, before I proceed, I'm going to just give you how emotional pioneer work is. When we were leaving to come out on the mission field, I could remember the closing days, the closing days. Many of the saints came and helped us pack up our clothes, pack up our beds. We even put in a car. The last two couple who was there was Ashton and Jen. And they were in the basement, helping us pack, and there they are working. I tell you, tears was running. My kids were sad because the reality was dawning upon them, they were leaving. I had some, the persons I bought the house from had some 18 karat gold teacups and all kinds of stuff. I said to Ashton and Jim, they could take it. But you know, the rich people, so they leave it. He
says,
we left it in the house. We left it in the house. But I could remember when we were leaving. At the airport, it was so emotional. Since Sister Ennis was there, Marlon Luke was there, Grace Govaya, all the children, Verrill Mother, so much people was at the airport. In those days, you could have almost go right into the plane. I tell you, everybody was crying. Tears was falling. It was so emotional that I just turned my back and I just walked straight to the plane. My kids were crying, my wife was crying, and I decided I'm not looking back. I'm not looking back. And I just walked straight into the plane. And I just decided if I look back, Brian, I know I would have been weeping away with myself. So my wife brought in the kids. I tell you, there was sadness in the house of the priest. I remember we get to St. Kitts. They sat down in the living room and like somebody died. It was very draining. And we went the 1st of September 1990. It was hot. Very hot. Since the devil said to me, you have made a mistake. Amen. Look where you're bringing the children. Denise's mother was no help. I tell you, she rubbed it in good. Take my grandchildren, take them in that bush. Take them in that bush. Wait a minute. I don't want to know old house. I tell you, I'm really wrong. Guy says I left my job and I went down to own some company on the island. Some people when I reached said I killed a couple of people in America and I came to hide from the FBI. Since it was very, very draining, very, very draining. And I realized it was a point of no return. To add insult to injury, my boss called me and he says, Ryan, we just get a big job. $10 million. I want you to run the job. I says, Richie, I have turned in my tools and my car. What do you mean now? Turning in the car. He says, well, listen to me. Anytime you get bad times, you come back, you have a job. And today, if I go back to the job, my boss will take me. That's the kind of worship. Since pioneer work, I realize it's not for men who don't have backbone. It is tough. Days went on. Not much people promise us they will come and visit us and send it. This is one person came. Farrell came and visited us. For 4 years, we went nowhere, we stuck it. The kids weathered the storm. I tell you, my kids went to 5-7 days meeting. Monday to Sunday. Right through. And I tell you, they never complained. It was so new. Since what I'm saying is this. This work of pioneer work is not over. But you've got to know your calling. His call. A person must be convinced they are called of God to such a work. And I turn to Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 1. Now, when you look at the servant of Jehovah, it tells us, it gives us some qualifications there. And it says, behold, my servant whom I have uphold, my elect in whom am I so delighted, I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment unto the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. Now, we know that this speaks of the Lord Jesus. But if a servant is called, a person is called to pioneer work, and is not convinced in his soul he is called of the Lord, believe me, you are going to buckle. You are going to, the criticism, the discouragement is going to come from every side. And if you are not convinced in your soul, I'm telling you, indeed, and worst of all, the devil is going to, you're going to hear those voices as though it's the voice of the devil. You're sure you know what you did? Brethren used to come to me, coming to St. Peter's and says, slow down, brother. You're working too much. You know how much money I get for my boss? When I worked in New York City, I had all $20 million contract, $8 million contract. I brought that in for him. I worked hard for him. And now I'm going to serve the bosses of bosses. People telling me, hey, you're working too hard. He's a brother. Why were you killing yourself? When I was killing myself for Richie, nobody said nothing. All they said, boy, you're making money. Yes, but I tell you this, I've learned all the money I made in New York. I used to make money very well. But all that money, I thank God, I could look back and say, I have chosen the right path. I've chosen the right path. Be convinced you are called. Think about Abraham. Called of the Lord. Get thee from thy kindred. Get thee from your father's house. And from your country. We love. A pioneer cannot be satisfied with comfortable zone. You know? I know what it is. I know the pain of not having family around me. I know the pain. I know the pain of friends dying and you couldn't make the funeral. I know the pain of people who got wedding and close friends, and I have to say, brother, God desperately couldn't make it. I know the pain, brethren, of men who brought me up, and I couldn't make their funeral. I couldn't make Brother Innes' funeral. When Brother Innes died, I was here in Jamaica. Here. And all I could call Sister Innes and say, Sister Innes. Sister Grover, who said to me, listen, she was a real mother to me. Sister Grover said to me, Brother Brian, I was looking for a wife in those days. And she said to me, Brother Brian, well, she was like a hawk. When she sees me with a guilt, she says, hey, well, I'm very alive. very, very strange moment. But she said to me, "Brian, pray this prayer. Choose thou, O God, for me. For if I shall choose, I shall choose God." And she was a prayer warrior for me. When I told her, "Lord, Denise, you kidding?" She said, "Look, the man, I'm going to find out who Denise was." Brother Brown did the same. And Barnum Gill, who used to go to Manhattan, asked the brethren in Brooklyn who I was. And then my wife told me she went to marry me until she speak to Brother May. I said, "Brother May, why put some fast on Brother May?" That's when I came here to say yes. But the fact is this, what I'm saying, I'm laying a foundation, brethren, on this pioneer spirit. You cannot, when you are a pioneer, you have to have the right wife. Man, when I tell you, if you got the right wife, what you cry in the comfortable. Imagine what I come here for. Oh yes. It is a partner, it's a partnership. The vision, I said to Denise, I said, "Listen here, I'm going to serve the Lord, you know. And you're going to be a preacher's wife. You will be in the hat to match, the shoe to match, and the dress to match." I said, "Get this straight. You will not be shopping every week, and you will not be in the fashion. All I need is a woman well-dressed, indeed, love the Lord, and we're going on together." I says, "You that kind of woman?" She said, "Yes." So I says, "Okay." I tell you this, brethren, sweetie don't know this, but Eddie Jones was going to dedicate his last daughter to the Lord. And I asked the Lord, I said, "Lord, is this the person to me?" And he says, he brought a verse to me. Philippians 1:6. I said, "Lord, if this is the verse, you have to show it to me." We went to dedicate, Sweetie took me up, and we went to Eddie Jones' house. He used to live on Midwood. Yeah. Sweetie forget about all of that, just you were. But anyway, we went. And Brother Innes brought the same verse and read it. Brother, I got on the phone and I said to him, "Going to be my wife." Case closed. Da, 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 you see what happened. No, brethren. You've got to know your call. Abraham had a real call. He had to leave. Moses, think about Moses. Brethren, if we take up these men, it is so heart-searching and encouraging. Joshua, pioneers, men who followed Paul, chart a course. And he says, you've got to know. Did Moses know God called him? Yes. But he taught violence. God would assist by killing people. God said, "Hey, this is not the way. I'm going to show you the way. I am going to use it." Let's go to prayer. The qualification must be a person of faith. You decide to be a pioneer, you have to have faith in God. They that come unto him must believe that he is. And he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Not only so, I'm running through this quickly, he must know the littleness of his person. Some men believe, "Listen, it's because of me, this work is going to go on and what's not." It's not true. It's not true. It tells us examples, Moses. And the first person I heard with this was Brother Innes. He said, God tell Moses, sorry, God told Moses, "Put your hand in your bosom." It was leprous. Remember what kind of person you are. Never forget it. Not only so, when you look at the Apostle Paul, I am less than the least of all apostles. And then John the Baptist, I must decrease. He must increase. It's Christ, brethren. John prepared the way, cleared the way, and got out of the way. And this is the mission. Likewise, the next qualification, one who is ready to follow instruction. Brethren, always take this as a test of anyone who wants to go on in the Lord faith. Just try the test. Seek the will, take instruction. Joshua came to a point. Joshua knew he crossed the Jordan. The ark was before him. Now Joshua saw this captain and says, "Art thou for us or our adversary?" He says, "Nay, I am the captain of the host of the Lord, and I come." And he says, "The ground on which you stand, this is holy ground." So now Joshua was ready to follow instructions. Are you ready to follow instructions? Pioneer work, to really go out and win and to start something for the Lord. So follow instructions. Process, possessing a teachable spirit. This is a problem, brethren. Look at people you work with and see they have a teachable spirit. Don't get too old that you believe you're never wrong. And don't believe you cannot indeed make a mistake. Yes, you can, but we should learn from the mistakes we have made. Above all, must be a person of prayer. And it tells us examples of the Lord. The Lord was a man of prayer, rising up a great while before day, entering into a solitary place and there prayed. He prayed at the banks of the Jordan. He prayed all night before he chose his disciples. He prayed in a certain place. And then he tells us one of the parts of the armor is Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. And what he says, praying with all prayer and perseverance for all saints. Then in the book of Acts, Peter and John, and also when they pray, he says, "You are not going to preach in the name of the Lord Jesus anymore." They came to a prayer meeting. And the place shook. Saints, we need to have men of prayer. Praying men, and there will be victory. Purpose. Good. It's not only to chart a course for others, but to bring others into the wealth of what he possesses. You know, when it came to Peter and John, you know what they said? "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." What do you have? What do you have? And then the Apostle Paul, he also in Acts chapter 20, expounded unto them repentance towards God, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of the grace of God, the gospel of the kingdom, and also the counsels of God. Chapter 2. 1 Corinthians. Okay, these are verses here. You could look up, okay, at your time, Acts 2:6, 26-29. These are the purpose for pioneering work. Saints is to make, to share the wealth. There was a caption in this book on a church building, and it was a hand with a piece of bread in it, and all it says, "The church and the bread have Christ." That's all we have to offer, is Christ. Christ is what we have to offer. That's right. Is what? One is to set up Christ where he is. Brethren, I say this. I appreciate the truth of the assembly. But don't start pioneer work with the Church of the Living God. Okay? Start pioneer work with the Lord Jesus Christ. Making Christ precious to the hearts of men. Just present Christ. Make him attractive. Talk about his resurrection. Talk about his death. Talk about his life. Talk about his birth. Talk about Christ. Just talk about him. After you get people, then after you bring in church truth, people have gone many places, and the first thing they want to say is, "Leave Archie, book Church of the Living God. Wonderful, brethren. It's wonderful. But what it does, it gets people caught up with a system and not Christ. We need to present Christ. After Christ is set up, man, you just bring in, he says, the angels. Most of these brothers is in the meeting because of Bible study. And they never, man is down the road, they came into contact with the Church of the Living God. But what they got was Christ. It's Christ. We have to give people. And when we give people Christ, we find all the truth of the Scripture around Him is going to be received. Likewise. How is it to be done? No. This is the problem in the day in which we live. The how-to book, everybody can get on the internet and say, go, 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 and what's not. One must be careful of the how-to and books written on the subject. When I came to St. Kitts, the meeting was closed. People asked, how are you going to start this meeting? We're going to get you back. I said, I really don't know. What do you mean you're not going? You have a plan? No. What are you going to do? I said, I'm going to follow Joshua. Joshua followed the commander-in-chief. And I'm going to follow him. I'll get instructions from him day by day. And one day I was praying. And you know what I did? I said to my wife and the kids, you stay home. This is frontline now. And I remember I had a video standing in the gap. And I went down to the neighborhood and tell everybody, yeah, what's up, bro? It was hot. Oh, a happy Monday, Lord. Ooh, when I see people, sinners, it's like somebody come over. When after it was finished, I went to work. And I start preaching. We started a Bible study. And I started a prayer meeting every morning. Every morning. Guys came to beat me up. They said, you know, beat you. Run you off the block. Four guys, five of them came to beat me. I said, they said, look at me, get off of here. You ain't coming back. I said, oh, okay. I said, listen to this. The first man who hits me, I could knock me out cold, cold, cold. That I cannot get back up again. Because if I get up, I tell you this, everyone is going to be sorry. What do you mean? I said, you hear what I said? I said, remember, the man who knocks me out, hit me the first blow, had to knock me out cold that I cannot get back up. Because if I get up, all of you will be sorry. He said, what are you going to do? So I'm not going to tell you. But you try it. It worked. It worked. Tell a guy, Anthony could verify these things. It had a guy who came, the hall is long and full up. He came and he's telling people, get out the hall. I know you're in there. Come on. And he comes with all this foolishness. I went in prayer all night. God said to me, one talk to him. I had a little basketball court on the side. I said to him, you know, I got a message from God for you. He was shocked. I said, God told him to tell you, you will hear from me personally. Saints, they put all kinds of stuff in the lock so I can't open it in the morning for the prayer meeting. When we pray, big stone on the building, wow, I just stood underneath. But I tell you this, God did speak to him. God threw him out the truck. The truck turned over. All his ears mashed up. His hand broke up. And the guy who was putting his stuff in the lock broke his foot. Mashup. all of it stopped. Saints, listen. You have to face the devil and let him know who's your mind. Try to run me out. You have to say, run me out. Not only so, they burn down the prison. They burn down the prison. Prisoners run away. All the soldiers scared to death. They run from the table and they're gone. They didn't want to put the prisoners beside me. No preacher coming in here. I went up to the prison. And I tell the prison warden, open the door. Open the door. He opened the door. He expected. So I said, fellas, when I went to the prison dirty, I said, fellas, listen to me. Start cleaning up this issue right now. Right now. Clean it up. Guys, start picking up all the old bread and everything. I said, fix up the bench, let's have a service. They thought they were going to drag me out there. Me? And I said, listen, saints, this pioneer work is serious. I am not going to be occupied with side shows. I have come to a point where people are going to criticize you or me. I am not concerned about that. All I am concerned about is that what I am doing, I have been instructed and got instructions from the Lord. I leave the results for Him. Okay? What has happened in the work of the Lord is because of criticism, because of what this person said, we get bent out of shape. Hey, listen here. And you dust off and move on and keep your eyes on the Lord. So he says here, he tells us, be careful of the how to read in books. Go to the Lord. Ask the Lord, Lord, how to move ahead this work. How this work should go forward. What to do to start a new testimony. How to build the assembly. You can go to the Lord and get instructions. He is the one. He is the Lord's work. Not only so. Day by day, we must get instructions from God. That's Isaiah 50:4. Morning by morning, the Lord, imagine the Lord Jesus. Imagine Christ, who got up morning by morning, got instructions from God to do the Lord's work. And I planning things all down the road. You know what the brother said to me? I asked the brother to come to St. Kitts. He said to me, I'm booked up for 3 years. 3 years. I said, well, where is the liberty of the spirit? Brethren, we are not to be controlled by my planning. What about if the Lord says, listen here, Philip, there's a big revival going on down here. So I said, leave this right now. And go up to Gaza. We must be sensitive to the leading of the Spirit of God. Some say one should work themselves out of a job. But most pioneers die alone. That's true. Anytime, you know, it's a concept the world has. Hey, I'm going to get married, I got some money, and I said to the lady, listen, let's make a nuptial agreement. Alright, so you cannot touch my money, and I cannot touch yours. So if we break up, everything is all right. Conditional. When a person going up in pioneer work is unconditional surrender, you will never return. You know what Cortez did when he went to Mexico? He had 3 ships. When he came to Mexico, he tell the men, set the ships on fire. They set the ships on fire. Everyone was burned. He says, no, you know what you have to do? It's fine. Win Mexico for staying. The men realize there's no retreat. Saints, you may never return home. But this is it. And I often say, a missionary was coming back from Africa. When you reach in New York City, President Roosevelt was coming back from killing a couple animals, gaming in Africa. When he came down the gangplank, a big entourage waiting for him, and he said, "Dear mission." The poor missionaries on the gangplank coming down after, you know, you cannot come down with the president, because you have got that way. As he came down, and he waited, nobody to greet him. He started to cry. Tears ran. He said, "Look, I was serving before. Nobody here to meet me to greet me." He heard a soft, still voice say, "Why are you crying? You are not home yet. When you go home, you will have a reception." Saints, in this world, don't look for your rewards here. Stay focused, please. And you will see what the Lord is going to do. The devil, as another article puts it, we are on the road of life. You're going up, you see a flower. You know, I often say, "How could God do it?" Because everything you take a picture of, bam, when that, pow, the devil. Pow. Pow. When time you turn, boom. And you ask, these are these men of profession. They capture moments. The pioneer has to leave these moments. He has to carry it in his memory. He cannot carry it on a photo. He just says, "Forget about this. This is attractive, but I cannot be occupied with their sins. You don't think I want to take a cruise sometimes? Don't you think I want to sleep on a nice beach and go? Praise the Lord. I have no time for that. But I know this. I will be one day in the presence of the Lord. And I want to hear thou good and faithful servant." That's what I want to hear. I am not interested in what people say and what they carry on with. Because woe when all men like him. Be very careful. And all men talk to you. Oh yeah. You don't let these things fool you. You just keep your eyes on the Lord. The devil is subtle. You know how much men have begun well? Have begun well? And you ask, what happened? You know why? It's the sign shows. The sign thing attractive. That's why, you know, it says, when West Indians go to America, a lot of them get killed. And it says, why? And you know what the policeman said? All of them love news. If you see American, and somebody dropped them in front of him, and he said, "Did you see that?" "I see nothing." "You didn't see the man with him. But you hear what I said? Was he white or black or green? I don't know that what you're talking about." "But West Indian? Oh yes, he was in brown shoe and he was in white shirt and was what did he strike a man right down right under?" Because they're just too fast, as we say. They always want to be in something, and it's a culture, brethren. We traffic in news. If something happened in Jamaica, it's surprising. Indeed, in probably in Detroit, brethren, it reached way down in Portsmouth Hotel, you know, and ask how is it possible? Because this is our nature, brethren, and we have to own there are some things about West Indians that needs to be corrected. They don't traffic in good news. And it says, what is this? If something happened to a brother, it seems as though this is man. Yeah, it is. And it got, and they start running with it. But something good about the Lord, they have no traction. Well, I say this, brother. I say it. Brothers who are in leadership have to rise. They cannot be thin-skinned. People are going to tell lies on you, it ain't true. Boy, every lie that somebody tell about you, you one say, "Why are you not lying?" And fight that case. Leave it to the Lord. Leave it alone. Why do you have to justify yourself? The Lord is going to justify his servant. That's what scripture teaches. So I don't want wrong. If I don't want to right, if I've got my rights, I'm going to live. And you hurt my feelings. Some things I hear about me and I listen, I just laugh. I say, "You believe it? You really believe that?" If they say yes, I say amen. A lady came to me and says, we help a sister fix up a house. Hurricane in Trinidad, in St. Kitts. Blow down anything. You have to have a strong house. Now we help the sister, she had a wooden house. We decide we're going to get rid of this wooden house and build up a nice block. We design a house that the government copied. We started that, they call it a half hour. We did the first one. And they came and saw it. And they take a pattern of it. You know, her daughter was in fever song. Her daughter came and said to me, no, it was rumored. The lady gave me all her land and all the money in the bank. So I said, they came, rumored in the village. So they said, oh, we hear Sarah here all the land. I said, is that true? Okay. Well, when I get that share with you, all right? Her daughter came, meeting over. And she said, Brother Brian, I want to see you. I hear Mama give you the house and the land. I say, you want me signing over to you? Who do you want me to give to? You or your sister or the one in St. Martin? He paused. I said, tell me who to sign it over to. Since it is given to me and I don't want it, who should I give it to? I said, Benny, listen, I just pray with your head. Go down to the court and see what over there. It's young simple people. They believe things without investigation. Brethren, this is what leadership is all about. And if you ain't ready for this, you are not ready for pioneer work and leadership. Leave it alone. So, it tells us how to start. I'm going to close off. How to start. The Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit in selecting, equipping, and giving the ability for the work. Don't believe. You just decide. I want to be a pioneer, and I'm going out in the field. I am telling you, they will go back home. I guarantee this, they will go back home. Because what do you think? I don't want to see my children grow up. You didn't think I want to hug up my grandchildren? Sure you. But you know something? I've learned to trust the Lord. And I made a bargain with the Lord when I was 21 years old. You take care of my business, I take care of yours. And he has been faithful to his end of the bargain. I want to be faithful to him. I am not going to worry. My wife could tell you, I could go to sleep at the drop of a hat. I hit the bed, I'm not going to worry about what I'll eat tomorrow. Where I'll get fun this morning. I'm not going to worry about myself with that. I'm going to tell the Lord, Lord, I am on this field and I need your help and you come to for me. This is what is needed. And I know, this is not guess. I know God has called me to the work. And God gives the ability, he gives, he equips all this. The anointing of the Spirit of God comes up on his servant for the work God has called him to. You may enhance it. You're called by polishing the tools and by enhancing your knowledge in the things of the Lord. But if you are not called to this work, I'm telling you, you cannot survive. You cannot survive. It is a difficult work. And I look back, I said at times, the devil dangled all the paycheck before me in the Lord. Look at it. Yeah, look at it. He don't do it anymore. Because he probably says, and then he releases God. You see, from the leader. But the fact remains, the enemy never gives up on a servant of the Lord. Never. Paul said at the closing days of his life, I have fought.
I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Brethren, if we have two meetings in St. Kitts, we didn't build a hall in St. Kitts, you think I'm satisfied with that? I'm not satisfied. Not satisfied at all. We have contacts in Antigua. And there's a problem with brethren who come out of Jamaica. Why? The Lord has blessed Jamaicans to travel. Jamaicans every place, you know. Remember the man he wanted to do this bobsledding in the Olympics? There's no snow, but he got this side, they go and have this bobsledding. The fact is they are everywhere. And they came, some of them came out of the assembly. Some was in Antigua. I met with them in Antigua. Some came out of St. Vincent. We met with them and says, listen, I will start a meeting. Get them. Nobody wants responsibility for me. Nobody wants to take the grind. Nobody wants to take the lead. Nobody wants to take the baton and says, I will run the first leg. All it is, people are just followers. Brethren, wake up. We need to. We need leaders amongst us. We need young men who are going to say, listen, I am going to take the time, I'm going to take the baton, and I'm going to run my leg for the Lord Jesus Christ. Always looking for some kind of support. Listen, run and run by yourself. What it is. We need, when the Jamaicans go to Bahamas and go to Turks and Caicos and go to Antigua and go to St. Martin, indeed, that they decide to take Christ as the early brethren. The Guyanese is struggling now. Oh yeah. Guyanese is struggling now. And I tell you this, I thank God, the Lord taking some of these Guyanese out of there. You know why? Some of them were big Hindus in Guyana. They were near nothing about Christ. But now, even how much of them turn into Christ. And it says, ain't that something? The ways of God are past finding. And Brother Watkins said, are we ready? Are we ready to hold on to these people? To bring a ministry to them? All we want is a few Indians, you know. Few Indians. And we know what to do. We just said, hey, you go after the Indians, you know. Because we got to win some. We got to be wise fishermen. And as we are wise, brethren, let's remember much further for God that is. You're only going nowhere if you are not a person.
Yeah. We'll have a few minutes for discussion. Ask the brothers who speak to use the microphones and to record the session. But perhaps they might have some inputs on the subject, time and work. And it will be a short discussion, brethren, make your comments very brief indeed.
But a young man to be a leader in his youth. Isaiah 50, just track a few thoughts, just, and some of this very much connected to what our dear brother was saying. And just look at reselectively and select just the high points. Verse 4. The Lord God had given me the tongue of the Lord. They give me the tongue of the Lord. Okay? That's a part of preparation. The tongue. Dominating the whole field. The Lord gives us. Verse 5. The Lord God had opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. He then turned away back. Before the British, like, right? As you said, okay. The Lord that gave me the ear, it is the Lord. Verse 6. I did my back to the spider. I did my back. I did several my back, my cheek, my face. and you can draw applications out of those with regard to the exercise in the parallel work, the prior same song. Verse 7, for the Lord God will help me. You make the connection and the application from the ministry a while ago. Verse 8, he is near that justify me. He is near that justify me. Who will contend? And I just thought that I'll trap those thoughts into what Brian King was just on. Very much fitting with the old the exercise into this matter of prior work. Remember, it is good for the young to hear the word. Just one verse from Galatians 2, verse 9. It says, and when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace of God, the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me a word with the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. On the other side of the coin to what we're presenting, I think there is a great need for us to have also hearts willing to recognize those who God has called, and to give them the needed godly support, the divine recognition that is needed. And we see that a lot of complications can come when there is not this embrace. And we think of Moses and the many challenges he faced, and the challenges from not only the those whom he was leading, but others who want to, rather than recognize that leadership, to try to be in opposition. And God help us to really recognize and support and have fellowship and pray and be on our knees as much as possible for these dear ones whom God will lead here and there. We see in Luke, after a while, the language of the narrator itself, we did this and we did that, perceiving that the Lord has sent us. They worked with the Apostle Paul, but they recognized that Paul was the one who was initially chosen, but they were willing to support that exercise with all they had. And I think this is a great need today, the recognition and appreciation and support, right hand of fellowship all the way with these dear ones.
Ask a question?
Or the Lord's will. And I decided the job had to go.
Yeah.
like to make also a complimentary remark and underline, first of all, the work is the Lord's. It's the Lord's work. And the Lord chooses the instruments he wants to use. Sometimes he uses a neighbor brother to go to an area and do pioneer work there. And you heard something about this. There are also times God works differently. And I would like to mention this just to be a bit complimentary. In the schedule for the conference, a portion suggested is Acts chapter 11. And you see there, God worked in a complementary way. We have already mentioned the other day when we talked about personal testimony that there were just believers in Antioch and they gave testimony before the Lord. And that is how the work started there. Simple believers giving testimony. There was not the local assembly there. Later on, we see that it was on the heart of Barnabas to go there and help in the work. So, you ask yourself, maybe was Barnabas doing pioneer work there? I don't know. It was the Lord's work. And he used, first of all, the simple believers in Antioch. And then a brother came to help them, to encourage them, to exhort them, as it says there, to remain with purpose of heart to abide with the Lord. And then Barnabas realized that another laborer was needed in order to give us some teaching. So he went and took Paul there. I just mentioned this because there are also areas where we see how the Lord is working in that way in our lives. That, yes, there are simple believers giving testimony for the Lord. And we see the Lord is standing there. And there's interest. Interest to learn more. And you get requests, please come over and help us. Visit. Support the work. That is also needed. And may the Lord also open our eyes how we might help the work the Lord is doing in other places so that it might prosper and go on in a good earth.
Could we balance the need of maintaining the word where you are in relation to the challenge in going out to start something new? I remember issues that we reviewed before you left St. Thomas. But there is the challenge when I am going out, the maintenance of what is at home. That is also a challenge that we are discussing heavily, even in Guyana, with some brothers. The challenge of moving and pioneering in other countries where we have a testimony. That need being balanced with the challenge even to maintain what we now have. Can you share something with that view?
Answer that, Ashley. When I felt the Lord was calling my wife and I to go to St. Kitts, I was building a hospital in Greenport, and I said to my boss, I don't want it because I knew I was leaving. the foreman for that job decided he got sick and he just woke up the job, he just stopped. And it fell in my lap. Three things I had before me. One was how to tell my boss I was leaving. Two, my children. And three, the Sunday school class. We had a very large Sunday school class. The first one, I sat with my boss. I said, Richie, the Lord has called me into the world. Richie began to cry. And he told me about his sister, his daughter friend went into the Peace Corps and came back, and it was so rewarding. And what's not? He says, you're sure this is what you want to do? I says, Richie, the Lord has called me. He gave me his blessing. Then, but the Lord used Brother Andrew Jackson, who was at Grace and Truth, to help me with that, because I said to him, what will you do? The Lord, he came to New York and I invited him to my home and he says, you know, I have the same problem, brother. And I went and tell my boss, and the boss said, why could the seed come in? So that was very encouraging. The second one was, Brother Jake visited New York. And I said to Brother Jake, I'm very troubled about my faith. You know, what to do? Brother Jake looked at me and said, brother, children are not for me. They have to follow. And if the Lord called, we follow, and the Lord will take care of it. I said, amen. The last one, Ashton, who is going to take my son to school? I tell you, I prayed and agonized. And know the Lord did? He sent Ashton this way. And as he sent Ashton this way, I said, amen. This is the first time he ever. Amen. I just said, amen. Lord, the answer. And I just got him and he took over the Sunday school. And I will treat things in place. Now, I believe I travel now because the Lord has helped us to lay a good foundation upon which the world could go on. So if I leave, I know that there are able men who are able to carry on the work. It was hard work. It was Bible study, and demanding certain things, making soldiers. And the guys, I have to say, the Lord has raised them up, and all I can say is thank the Lord. But in light of Booker's comments, no, Sam and I, hardly, we travel into Europe. Hard work, we have no rest. One of these days I will have a vocation. But the work is so joyful. Come to Ghana. But I said, unless I get a boat, I take you my wife on that. Yes, I take a boat. Yes, but really, we're going to Moldova later on this month. And what it is to commence breaking bread at an assembly where we are met, where we are sat up, where we are ready to lay hold and set up Christ. So it is, you say, this is the reward. You go in, you do some work, you come out, you go back in. Book had to do the same thing in India. You go in, you do some work, you go back out, and then when you see people grow, he said, ah, we have to go to Ethiopia. There's also little meetings started, groom them, give them some ministry and move on. But I couldn't do that if there wasn't home front. Wasn't that enough? But home front is helping. So I could just say, fellas, I go on, I see you, blah, 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 and I take it off. And you have a wife, you must have a wife also. Who could say, go ahead. I don't know how to book a flight. All I know is my wife says, okay, you're leaving on Monday, and you're coming back on such and such a day, and everything, your passport. passport is here, the departure tax is here, blah, blah, blah. That's all I know. If I tell you, brother, if I tell you all the arrangements of my travel, my wife do for Sam, myself, and her, I have no clue. All I do is hop on a plane and take off, land and get up on it, and I come back home. That's it. Teamwork. That's what we need. We need wives, brother. That's what I say to the young fellows. Please, get a wife that fears the Lord. But cannot keep me waiting too long.